Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today, the Church celebrates the martyrdom of St. Thomas Becket. Becket lived in the 12th century in England, and he did not begin as a saint. Well, none of them do. He was born into a prosperous merchant family, and he rose quickly through talent, charm, and ambition. His intelligence and administrative skill caught the attention of Theobald of Bec, Archbishop of Canterbury, who recommended him to King Henry II. And at just 36, Becket became Chancellor of England, the second most powerful man in the kingdom. He lived lavishly and enjoyed a close friendship with the king. They hunted together, feasted together, drank together, and shared a life of power and privilege. And by every worldly standard, Becket had arrived. Yet everything changed in 1162 when he was appointed Archbishop of Canterbury. And after his consecration, Becket underwent a real conversion. He embraced a deep life of prayer and penance and the full responsibility of guarding the church. And that conversion put him in direct conflict with King Henry, especially over the constitutions of Clarendon, by which the king sought control over the church. Here, Becket spoke up and defended the freedom of the church, and for this, he lost royal favor and was actually exiled to France. When he returned to England in 1170, tensions exploded, and in a fit of rage, the king said something like, "I wish someone would do something about that Becket." Four ambitious knights overheard the king, and they rode to Canterbury and murdered Becket in his own cathedral on this day in 1170. And as he was struck down, Becket said, "For the name of Jesus and the protection of the church, I am ready to embrace death." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. St. Thomas Becket had courage. Courage is the virtue that enables us to do the right thing, even when we are afraid. It's the willingness to sacrifice lesser goods in order to preserve greater ones. But why are we afraid to do the right thing? Well, because we fear losing something we love. And we should love good things, and we should fear losing them. But there must be an order. God first. Then, goods like health, marriage, children, family, friendships, reputation, and meaningful work in proper proportion. Courage depends on knowing the difference between what is greater and what is lesser. And Becket was willing to sacrifice everything else in order to preserve his relationship with God. And that is courage. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Virtue always lies between two extremes. Courage stands in the middle, with recklessness on one side and timidity on the other. Now, recklessness is not courage. The reckless man rushes into conflict unnecessarily. He enjoys confrontation for its own sake, and he mistakes loudness for strength and aggression for conviction, and he's eager to die on every hill. But not every hill is worth dying on, and we can fall into the vice of being too opinionated. We can feel compelled to state our views on everything all the time, and that's like swinging a sword in a crowded room without care for who gets hurt. True courage is smarter. It listens, it asks questions, it seeks to understand another person's position, sometimes better than they understand it themselves. Then, with humility, they may get the opportunity to present a facet of the truth the other had not considered. That kind of courage is harder and far more effective. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The other sinful extreme is timidity. Timidity is failing to speak or act when we should, because we fear the outcome. We fear losing a relationship or our reputation or our comfort. And in trying to preserve peace at all costs, we sacrifice fidelity to God for something lesser. Timidity is the refusal to engage when engagement is necessary. It is fear disguised as prudence. And slowly, the world stops appearing as an opportunity for goodness and becomes a collection of threats to be avoided. Such a person is not free. He's trapped. Now, we can't die on every hill, but if there is not some specific hill you will die on, then you are a coward. So, we don't want you to swing to the opposite extreme and be reckless. You should listen, ask questions, repeat a person's position back to them, and ask if it matches what Christ and the Church teach. And if an opportunity arises, be willing to share how God has worked in your life and to speak the truth when the other person is ready to receive it. And most importantly, be ready to invite another person to meet Jesus in prayer, in Scripture, or in the Church. For if no one ever invites, how will they ever meet Jesus? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. St. Gregory once said of St. Basil that his words were like thunder because his life was like lightning. And Mother Teresa could speak hard truths to anyone because her life was one of visible sacrificial love. We, however, often damage our credibility. Gossip, anger, judgmentalism, pride, a failure to listen. These bad habits undermine our witness. And it's not enough to be right if we're right with bad manners and if our lives do not reflect virtue. When our words and our actions don't match, we're labeled hypocrites. And no one listens. So we must be humble and examine our own behavior and be deliberate and relentless in rooting out our own bad habits and taking on good ones so that when our life becomes a witness, our words will carry weight. Finally, there are millions, perhaps billions of people who sense that the atheistic secularism of our age is empty and unstable. They are not waiting for arguments. They are waiting for witnesses. So give them a brave witness. Not reckless, not timid, but courageous, like Thomas Becket. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What strikes you about this meditation, Teresa? What caught your attention?
I was kind of struck by an interesting metaphor that I want to use, but I realized my scientific knowledge is kind of lacking. But from my understanding, and follow me here, from my understanding, I don't know if it's surface tension or what have you, but if a solid object tries to pass through water and it moves very quickly, it's like hitting concrete. Say you fall from a height and hit water. It's like concrete. You pass slowly through it and it's as thin as air.
Yeah.
It's as easy to permeate as air.
True.
And that's more and more true the more dense the liquid. But I was just thinking about how arguments behave this way. Where you attack really heavy, really head on, and no matter how thin the argument is, people tense up and they're like a brick wall.
True.
Even if they don't really believe it that much.
True.
It's just our natural defense.
True.
But if you just stand firm and you move very slowly,
yes.
So as if you're not even moving, but you're just standing your ground,
yes.
People just dissipate.
Yes.
And I think that's the approach to have an argument, not to lose ground, but to just converse in a way where you're understanding, you're not attacking, and you don't give people the chance to put up those walls.
You know, in fact, what happens is, if we can see what happens, we immediately get angry or fearful. And oftentimes we're fearful because we're afraid of looking bad because we don't have the right response.
Exactly.
But if we can just stand our ground, not in the sense of fighting back, but in the sense of start asking questions.
Yeah.
Questions of understanding.
And those questions will be obvious to you if you just genuinely have the desire to understand. Whereas we're always like, well, what questions do I ask to undermine their argument?
It's not how it works. The only question you need is, help me understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean this or do you mean that?
Yeah.
Well, what's my next question? Do you mean this or do you mean that?
Yeah, there's no ulterior motive beyond the love of understanding.
That's all you need.
I think when we go on the attack, the offensive, immediately our footing's kind of unsure. And then therefore we look unsure in our beliefs. Even if we know what we believe, it's different when you don't argue. People assume that you do know what you believe.
Yeah, and if you're talking with a person who refuses to change or refuses to accept new information or different information, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
So arguing with them is not going to help.
And worst case scenario, if you could only take the simplest principle, move slowly. Just don't get into the heat of argument. You're talking quickly. You're not thinking about what you're saying. It would be better to speak at the rate of 2 words per minute than to just start rushing and start attacking.
Yeah.
It's kind of a do less principle, but
what
did Thomas Becket do? He stood his ground. He doesn't even necessarily know why these people are coming for him at this moment, but he knows, I am willing to face death for truth and for the church. And that's all he had to do, to really witness the truth.
And here's the striking thing. What all people want first is just to be understood. And you can achieve the goal of understanding somebody without condoning their position. So seek to understand. If you do that, you're going to get a long way. But it takes courage, and that is the ability to overcome our fear. I like your analogy. Works for me.
It's going to take some Googling for me later to try and figure out what I actually mean, but I've got some science to catch up on.
Stick with the rosary for now. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.